Station. This is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Yes, we're ready for the event.
Space Dynamics Laboratory, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Station for a voice check.
Station, Peggy and Jack, this is Charlie Precourt. Are you hearing me okay?
We're hearing you great, Charlie. It's good to hear your voice.
I am really jealous not to be on that side of the phone call, but it's really great. We got a room full of very excited people and students to talk to you. So I'm going to hand the mic over to them.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you. We'll dive right into our questions.
That was how things kicked off at a special event at the Space Dynamics Laboratory in North Logan a couple weeks ago. 200 students from across Utah gathered in an auditorium to participate in a live video chat with Peggy Whitson and Jack Fisher, two American astronauts aboard the International Space Station. The event was the culmination of months of coordination between NASA and the office of Senator Orrin Hatch, and was clearly intended to inspire students with an interest in science, technology, engineering, and math. Before the event, I spoke with some students at InTech Collegiate High School who had been selected to ask the astronauts questions. Here's senior Zaya Nunez to explain.
So the way the process worked was they sent out an email with an application, like a Google form, that we had to fill out with our interest in space, and we had to ask a question. And then from there, it went to the student government. In the student government, we all had to vote on which questions we liked the best, and then they took it to another class, and then they took it to a freshman class, and they all voted on the questions, and whichever one had the highest votes are the ones that got selected to ask their question, and also the ones that got elected to go to the event.
When I asked the students before the event if any of them wanted to be astronauts or work on the space program, there didn't seem to be much interest, just some mumbling and head shaking. But to be fair, they were pretty nervous.
Are you feeling overdressed, Everett?
Slightly.
You're wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Did they ask you guys to dress up, or were you just...
Well, they said business casual, and I had no idea what that actually meant.
Well, there's a lot of other people walking.
Over the course of about 20 minutes, students from 7 different middle and high schools lined up at a microphone and one by one asked their questions about living in space to Whitson and Fisher. In addition to demonstrating how to eat floating bubbles of fruit punch, Jack Fisher was upside down for the entirety of the event. Not that that makes much difference in zero gravity. All the questions were great, and the two astronauts showed real enjoyment in answering each of them. But this was my favorite, asked by sophomore Ben Heeneman.
Do you ever play any instruments aboard the space station?
Why, that is a fantastic question. I don't, but we just so happen to have someone who does. He may be floating by now.
Yes, that is an astronaut in sunglasses floating, literally floating, through the space station playing a saxophone. You can see the video at our website.
He speaks lots of languages, plays lots of instruments. He's not good for our self-confidence as people, but kind of an amazing dude. That is our Frenchman, Thomas Pesquet.
After the event, I caught back up with the students and asked if any of them had reconsidered careers in the space industry. Here's Everett Peterson, the one in the suit.
Before this, I really had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I've considered basically everything, but when I saw this, I really wanted to go in space and try all these cool tricks they were trying, so maybe it's something I would consider now.
Space tricks aside, I got the sense that speaking with the surprisingly down-to-earth astronauts, along with the many other science presentations that accompanied the video chat, really got the students thinking about science and imagining themselves as the scientists. Leaving the event, I had a chance to speak with former astronaut Charlie Precourt, who you heard at the top of the piece making the initial call to the space station.
So you got to do this on the other side of the camera once, correct?
A few times, yeah. We did this a lot from space, and it was always very meaningful. I even got to do it with students in my hometown.
What do you think the importance of this is beyond just, you know, being a PR event?
Well, connectivity is everything, right? I mean, these students today are studying science and math and wondering where it leads. And they get to see and hear from those who are using it every day to great productive advantage. And it gives them the inspiration to think about, you know, maybe this isn't as boring as it appears in the book, and maybe there is something to this. The biggest gift in life is discovering a talent that, you know, comes from your passion and being able to be productive with it. So that's what this is about, is making sure that students have an opportunity to see where things can go. I never dreamed I could be an astronaut. I loved the idea, but it actually happened. And they can see that they could have that happen to them too.
For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinkle.
Thank you to all participants and guests from Space Dynamics Laboratory. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.